Tim, how are you this morning?
Good, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We just had Rich Johnson from Fox News Radio on talking about Michael Steele and his bid to be the chair for the Republican National Commission. I know that, Tim, they have a lot of power when it comes to diverting funds for different races. Something we've talked about before is how much power do the Michigan Republican and Democratic chairmen have in this state?
Well, Ron Weiser, the outgoing chair of the state Republican Party, had $28 million that he and his cohorts raised in this last election cycle, so that's a boatload of money. Mark Brewer had labor unions, which kicked in. Obviously, they couldn't compete with that. So it's just depends on what the donors are. It's not the chairman. It's their connections and whether people are willing to get their checkbook out or not.
Well, in the latest edition of Scoop's blog, you titled your last entry is Sharks After Brewer. He's in a situation where it seems like it's a sticky situation from the aspect the Democrat, maybe the Democratic Party failed more than he and his efforts did.
Well, nobody is blaming Mark Brewer for what happened in the election. He single-handedly could not have changed what happened at the polls, but it was on his watch. And as I suggested in that blog, if you got a losing team, you fire the manager and you go from there. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen. All we're reporting is that there are some rumblings underneath going on, that there are some factions within the party, whether they reach critical mass or not remains to be seen, but the chatter is out there.
I wanted to get your take. We had John Cherry on the program yesterday, Jennifer Granholm tomorrow. You don't want to put them in a situation to where you beat them up, Tim, but in your opinion, how much could they have done differently to try and get us through the trying times that we've had in Michigan the last several years?
Well, you're going to say the lieutenant governor is going to say that this was just, you know, it was bad circumstances, and the governor will say that as well. She did have a lousy economy, which never bounced back, as other governors have seen. And so that's going to be their story. They're pretty much going to stick to it. Her critics will contend that she lacked some of the skills to get stuff done, and she never. Although she would tell you she got 80% of her agenda, stuff that she asked for in her state of the state, she got 80% of that, which in baseball is pretty good. Her legacy is being written now, but the real legacy comes years after the fact. Just like Mr. Bush has said, things are always different in the midst of something, and then when you step back a couple of years later and say, yeah, maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought.
In analyzing what you have witnessed in the last 8 years, what's your opinion?
On what?
On Jennifer Granholm and how she handled those trying times.
You give her an A-plus on effort. I don't think I've ever seen a governor who has worked harder. I talked to somebody yesterday as I'm prepping for my exit interview with her on Friday. This governor worked 16-hour days, which is a little more than you and I work, and she accomplished some stuff. Could it have been better? Yes. Could her skills have been better? Yes. She joked, you know, I wish I had been governor in the 90s, and probably it would have been a different story. She did the best she could. And in many people's books, you know, that's what Mom always said, do the best you can, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Governor-elect Rick Snyder and the governor appeared together yesterday to announce appointments to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Pretty symbolic that they're working together.
Yes. In fact, that's, I think, what the message was in that news conference. Look, at they had all of the 20 people on the MEDC turn in their resignations, excuse me, which gave the governor-elect the opportunity to appoint all 20. They decided to split them up, 10 apiece, and it was a nice little get-together. They did have some disagreements in the news conference, however. She thinks that the economy has bottomed out. He's not so sure. He thinks that they should just do gardening when it comes to growing jobs, staying in the state of Michigan. She thinks you ought to go across the borders and do both. Now, he was very kind to her about what she had done with regard to the job situation and unemployment, but he said we need to pick up the pace. So, I mean, they had some disagreements, but they weren't disagreeable about it, which is what both of them stand for.
Tim, why did those 20 members of the MEDC quit? Just because of a change in administration?
It's the standard pro game. You know, everybody who's part of an administration just summarily submits their letter of resignation, something that every governor has done. All state officials do it, so it gives the new person coming in that opportunity to start with a clean slate. And in this case, they divided the slate up.
Any interesting stories come to mind when you think about the transitions from one governor to the next? Were there ever any trying ones or any great partnerships formed?
The one that comes just off the top of my head was the Blanchard transition was pretty bumpy. He went through a couple of chief of staffs within the first year or so and went through a couple of press secretaries. I remember the first thing he did was come in and boarded up the executive office so that the news media couldn't sit in the area of the governor's office and watch what was going on, which we actually did with Governor Milligan. And so it got off to a choppy, bumpy start. This one appears to be going pretty well. These two people, the governor-elect and the outgoing governor, are cooperating to the nth degree. In fact, they're going to be meeting at the executive residence next week. His wife and Mr. Snyder and his wife Sue and the governor and his the governor and her husband are going to be meeting along with all of the kids, and they're going to be talking about how to basically protect the kids in this fishbowl. So they're getting the job done.
Tim, any business going to get handled in the Michigan Senate or House?
Well, they are going to pass some they're going to give immediate effect to some bills that they messed up on last week. That's why they're coming back in tomorrow. But I don't think the bridge is going to be revisited, and I don't think any of those other major issues will. So it'll be some cleaning up of the mistakes that they made last week.
And what should people look for from Channel 6 today?
I'm not sure. Stay tuned.
All right. That's Tim Skubick.
All right, man.